Hello, and thank you for your interest in my work. I'd like to share with you a little about my healing journey, which greatly informs how I work with people in intuitive healing sessions. If you've already listened to one or more of the interviews I've done, I assure you this is not just a repetition of my story. I discuss information here that specifically relates to my work and have never shared during an interview. My intention in creating this introduction is to help you understand how and why I work the way I do. I'm hoping this will assist you in making an informed decision as to whether we would be a good fit to work together. As you may know, I've had two near-death experiences, one when I was 3 months old and one in 2012. Over the past 9 years, I've gone to great lengths to understand the after effects of my second near-death experience. At the time, it was very confusing. I did not know what a near-death experience was or that other people had had them. And I had no knowledge of alternative healing, energy constructs, chakras, past lives, belief systems, or any other metaphysical or psycho-spiritual terminology. On my healing journey and search for information, it felt like I was in the ditch more than I was on the path. But I can honestly say I have learned from all of it. And I've become aware of numerous ways in which people can successfully augment their own healing journey. I've also accumulated quite a bit of information about what did not work for me. But just because I did not resonate with a philosophy or healing modality does not mean I disregard their potential value for other people. There are many methods from which to choose, and I am always happy to share my experiences and recommend other modalities when appropriate. The after effects of my NDE were quite overwhelming and all-consuming for the first few years. My lack of knowledge about what I was experiencing is what propelled me on my journey. As I've said before, I had no idea that energy work even existed. And I had never heard the terms spirituality or alternative healing. It is said that the average person is only aware of about 1% of our reality. After my NDE, I was certainly aware of much more than I ever was before. It was as if all 8 psychic senses were activated, overlapping, and turned up to maximum efficiency. Most of what I saw, heard, and felt had to do with organic life. I was suddenly aware of the energies that seemed to be permeating all living things. Not only could I see multiple colors, symbols, and energy systems in people's bodies and energy field, but I knew things I would have no way of knowing. And although I did not understand for quite a while, I could hear the energy of things that had been said or traumatic events trapped in other people's nervous systems and subconscious. For some time, I thought I was hearing multiple voices, and although I can hear the voices of others telepathically, I became aware that hearing and feeling energy in the form of patterns, beliefs, and prior events or trauma was an altogether different ability. It is also said that humans are experiencing a time of great transition right now. Some call it ascension, others a physical and spiritual evolution. Interestingly, what is widely theorized is that we are developing our psychic abilities on a mass scale. Soon, some believe, no one will be able to hide their traumas and unresolved energies, as everyone will be able to see, sense, and feel them in others. It seems that I was instantly propelled into a much greater level of awareness. Unfortunately, with no context or instruction manual included. I never set out on a journey to be what some refer to as a healer. Consciously, none of what I experienced on my journey was calculated or intentional. I simply wanted to live, heal myself, and understand what was happening to me. Had I anticipated the complexities, how much time and money I would spend, how long I would be away from my husband and my own animals, I can't honestly say whether I would have chosen this path. It has certainly been fraught with frustration, but I believe it has been worth it. And along the way, I received much more than I ever bargained for. It took me some years to learn about the human energy construct. It sounds simple when I say it like that, as if there is only one human energy construct. Over time, I discovered that various spiritual philosophies and healing modalities recognize different energetic constructs, and that each individual human may be affected by one or more of them depending on our soul's history. Because of this, I've had quite a unique opportunity to study many different healing modalities and work with several well-respected teachers, people who have dedicated a lifetime to understanding one single philosophy or modality. I have never felt called to practice one specific modality because once I became certified in something, another modality or energy system was revealed to me. And off I went on another adventure. I was always on a quest to understanding the next thing I saw, heard, or felt. My journey has not been limited to energy work and spiritual philosophies. I've taken advantage of various psychotherapy modalities as well to overcome my own complex PTSD. I've personally experienced the benefits of transpersonal therapy, compassionate inquiry, EMDR, brain spotting, applied kinesiology, tapping, the Callahan Thought Field Technique methods, just to name a few. I've also benefited from a wide range of lifestyle changes and have utilized reflexology, salt floats, various breathing techniques, energy management systems such as Qigong and yoga. I've altered my diet and paid close attention to my thoughts, utilizing various mindfulness techniques and meditation. One of the ways I've learned that my exposure to these various modalities can benefit someone is by giving them a brief explanation as to how they work. As we all know by now, embarking on a healing journey can be overwhelming, to say the least, when there are so many choices and so much conflicting information out there. It can also save a lot of time and money in the long run. In my opinion, we should never rely on esoteric or energy work alone. Incorporating lifestyle and mindset changes is critical to improving our overall well-being. To that end, I've listed many books in the resource section of my website that have helped me tremendously on my journey. It is not wrong, of course, to get a reading from a psychic or medium to validate our intuition or provide guidance. I am considered both a psychic and a medium. However, there is a difference in the work that I do. On my journey, I have received many readings. The information revealed was almost always fascinating, but almost never facilitated healing. I'm well known for saying, information is not evolution. And in my experience, we shouldn't substitute messages from others for our own internal mechanisms of discernment. I've met many shamans who do not necessarily recommend seeking guidance from a psychic or medium. Generally speaking, their position is that psychics retrieve information from the field of probability that exists within each of us. Our field of probability is based on our current unresolved patterns, traumas, and beliefs, and represents the majority of our current thoughts, feelings, behavior, and potential experiences. There is another, much more refined field, that of possibility, which exists for all of us. The field of possibility is very subtle and much more difficult to tap into. I have heard shamans say that it can be described as the 1% chance we all have to shift our focus, create new potential, and alter our destiny. Clearing our field of probability and tapping into our greatest potential is the essence of my intuitive work. This work in various forms has been very powerful for me. It has helped me to shift my perspective and clear the path to focusing on what I wish to create and bring into my experience. Whereas in the past, my patterns only allowed me to focus on validating what had gone wrong, thus recreating that experience again and again. Watching people shift and bring positive changes into their lives is why I choose to help people clear away patterns, blocks, and limitations to their own heart, which I believe is the gateway to our soul, true unconditional love, and the source of our healing potential. We are all unique, infinite beings, and we all have different experiences, education, beliefs, etc. That is why I never rely on protocols in my work. My intention is that whatever your soul's priority is will come through, and we won't know what to focus on until the session begins. On rare occasions, I may receive guidance before your session. When it does happen, it might come in the form of a dream, a message from one of your animals, or a subject that keeps attracting my attention for days prior to our meeting. If you feel called to work with me, I invite you to give yourself permission to heal. If you haven't already done so, I suggest you take the opportunity to make that clear to your consciousness. Go into your heart space and state the following at least daily, adding whatever you like. I give myself permission to heal. I give myself permission to release everything I no longer need. I give myself permission to release all distortion. Ask your soul to begin sending you messages in an appropriate way, whether it be through dreams, songs, books, or direct messages. Ask for your attention to be brought to what is most beneficial for you to resolve, such as patterns that can be cleared or relationships where forgiveness is necessary. Depending on what comes up in a session, I will happily share the many tools I have learned on my healing journey to clear limiting beliefs, identify contracts with others, clear the cellular memory and psycho-spiritual energies of trauma from the body, clear trapped emotions attached to memories, and so on. No one healer, psychic, or medium can know everything. And tomorrow, your energy may reveal completely different issues, wounds, or processes to work on. It is said that healing is a process, not a singular event, and that is absolutely my experience. Until we meet again, I wish you well and send you all of my best loving intentions for your healing journey to continue.